How important is love in regard to belief, in regard to belief in Islam? That's the questions. That's good questions, yeah? Nobody asks a question like this, eh? Al-Iman al-Thiqa. Iman is a trust. You have trust in Allah, so you have trust. Wal-Hubbu yuzidu fi al-Thiqa. But love is increases this trust in Allah. فَيُقَوِّي مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. So strengthen the belief. وَالْإِيمَانُ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ مَرْحَلَةٌ نَحْوَ الْيَقِينِ. So belief in Islam is a traveling towards certainty. وَبِالْيَقِينِ يَتِمُّ الْإِسْلَامِ. With certainty, Islam will be complete. واليقين مراتب ثلاثة. يقين have three levels, which is you all know. علم اليقين, the knowledge of certainty. عين اليقين, the eye of certainty. And حق اليقين, the truth of certainty. And the importance of love will increase every time you increase in your realizations. Realizations and the states of belief in regard to certainty. So you cannot say just ordinary belief and then you want certainty. You can't. You have to strive for it. You have to work hard for it. Because this state, that the state of certainty, al-yaqeen, لِأَنَّ هَذِهِ الْمَرْتَبَةَ تَتَطَلَّبُ الْإِخْلَاصِ مِنَ الْأَغْيَارِ. It's required the freedom from otherness than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing you will have in your heart and your thought and your thinking but Allah. ألا لله الدين الخالص. Is it not to Allah is the purities of the deen? So when you purify the deen, it has become realizations. Because Allah, He does not accept and pure. So love, it's a fire that eats the other than Allah. It's like the fire eating dry wheat. Because it is forbidden in the law of Allah to have more than one love. One love, which is Allah. In the madhab, meaning in the school of theologies of love, Sharia, Tawheed, the practices is the practice of unity. Has been said that love refused to be used for other than the loved, the beloved. So love is refused. He refused to be used for other than the beloved. That is Allah. So everything is actually, people, they say we love is actually meaning the desire. You know, either, and people, they love each other to death. You know, 6 months later, a year later, they want to give him a couple of guns, they will have a, what they call, we call midday
showdown at the OK Corral.
OK Corral. That's
not OK Corral.
It would be OK if they should first. And this is ishara, this is an indication to unity. Because the more you are in a state of unity, the more you have higher love in your heart.
Love the names of Allah in another person, like though you're through loving Allah, you see the manifestation.
You could love everything.
Mm. Or everything, yes.
Because there is nothing in reality but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu nur samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of heavens and the earth. Mm. So He's in everything.
Yes.
What we see really is Allah, His name, attributes, and His actions. So if you love, but if you love something, you know, when we say it's like Imam Ghazali, he say that you look to a horse and you say, that's a beautiful horse. And then you say, that's a beautiful man, or this is a beautiful lady, or this is a beautiful child. So beauty is actually have a different degree, different categories as well. So even someone may be very ugly, is it beautifully ugly? Mm. It's not necessarily it's bad. Yeah? But when you say that you love people in because of the name of they have a name of Allah, this is sometimes could be dangerous, because a person he could have one of the names of Allah manifest in him, but he uses it in a crooked way. And he have, because as was said earlier, that the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he said that is the heart is between two fingers of Allah. These two fingers meaning it's two names.
Mm.
So he have the name the Hadi, the name Mudhil. Mm. You know, one bring you to the center, the other one take you to supermarket, running around, doing whatever he's doing. So it is there. So one name, Al-Mun'im, make you comfortable. One name, Al-Sabur, so you require a little bit of hardship. So if you see something in someone, so also you have to look for the other. Because if he turns and you, then you will be disappointed and then you will be unhappy with yourself. Because you trust your own opinion than others. You leave people alone, you try to work on yourself. Then if you have unveiling, then that's a different story. You'll be able to see it through people and say, you're a very nice person, good luck. Yeah? Because you know, if he turns like this, he will be very unacceptable to you. So as we said earlier that in Christianity was, you know, the talk about love and this, love your neighbor, if you get hit on this cheek, give the other and so on and so forth. This, as we said that in Islam, it's more powerful because it starts from the unities of Allah, from Tawheed. And because of the Tawheed, it is more affirmative, more powerful, more strong, is more accessible and bring that state of humbleness within oneself. And the difficulties for ordinary people sometimes is to understand how actually they, like a twin, the Tawheed and love. It's actually, when you say Tawheed, you're saying love. You're saying love, it's Tawheed. But how you understand it? That's why it is a little bit technical. But in Tasawwuf it is very clear because we always talk about it.